didn't learn a lot about death and dying when I was in seminary. I've learned it through life, through practical experience, beginning with my grandmother, who always taught me that death was a part of life. And some of you have heard me tell the stories of when I was little and my grandmother would take me up to Peck's Funeral Parlor up there on the hill above the L&N Depot when one of her friends passed away. And I can remember her taking me up to the casket and explaining to me that this was only the body, that the person, the spirit of the person was with God, was with Jesus. She didn't want me to be afraid of death. She wanted me to understand that death was a natural part of life. And then after over 40 years in ministry, walking with over 500 families through the valley of the shadow of death, that's where I've learned about death and faith and courage and dignity and grace. When I first moved to Roxburgh back 35 years ago, one of the first visits I made was to a simple white frame house to meet Miss Jessie Whitfield, who was one of the saints of our church. I remember walking into the house and looking all around and seeing pictures of a young man in uniform. I quickly found out that was Miss Jessie's son, Bernard, whom she loved and adored. She told me about all of the accomplishments that he had in school and what a great athlete he was. And it wasn't until later in the conversation that she shared with me that he was killed in the Second World War. Many of you know that Bernard became the inspiration for the Bernard in my book about Riverdale. But one day the minister who had been at the church during the war shared with me that sad day when the news came that Bernard had been killed. If you've read the Bedford Boys, as many of you have, you remember in Bedford the news came that the soldiers had been killed by telegram. They came to the telegraph office. That was the way the news came to Roxburgh that day, and when the telegraph operator saw the telegram, he immediately closed the office. He walked over to the Baptist church, and he got the minister. And together they went up to Whitfield's Hardware, and they got Mr. Whitfield. And they told him what had taken place, and then the three men got into a car, and they drove to let Miss Jessie know. Miss Jessie shared with me exactly what happened that day. She said, "I saw the car pull up in the yard, and when I saw my husband and the minister and the telegraph operator get out, I knew they didn't have to come in and tell me. I knew exactly what had happened." And Dr. Brooks said, when he walked into the house, he heard music. Miss Jessie was sitting at the piano with tears coming down her face. And she was playing "What a Friend We Have in Jesus." She later became an angel of mercy to any mother who lost a son in the Vietnam War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War. She was always there when she heard about somebody who had lost a son or a daughter in service. One day somebody called me up and said, "Have you heard the news about Miss Jessie? It's not good." And I said, "No, I haven't heard a thing." And they said, "She has cancer." I went over to the house as quick as I could. I knocked on the back door. And I'll never, ever forget Miss Jessie coming to the door, looking at me, and she said, "Preacher, why are you here?" And I said, "Miss Jessie, you know why I'm here." And she said, "I am fine. I'm just fine." The cancer took its toll. She was bedridden the last few weeks, and the family had gathered, and she slipped into a coma, but then she lingered for a few days. And on a Wednesday night, I'll never forget, we were at church, and they called and asked me to come to the house. When I walked into the door, her other son greeted me and said, "We've just experienced the most beautiful thing." Said, "You know, Mama's been in a coma, but suddenly she opened her eyes." And we all gathered around saying, "Mama, Mama, it's us." But she wasn't looking at us. She was focused on something greater. And she slipped away. There is a time to be born, and there is a time to die. It was over 40 years ago that I conducted my first funeral service. It was my great-grandmother. And I asked the family to do something that we had always done when I was little and went to see my great-grandmother. We recited the 23rd Psalm. And so would you join me now as we share together the beautiful words of David. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen and amen.